The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon and another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department. This happened shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. U.S. Democrats held their third presidential primary debate Thursday in the U.S. state of Texas. They traded political jabs, but also launched attacks at President Donald Trump, whom they hope to take on in the 2020 election. The three poll-leading Democratic candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, all leveled sharp criticism at Trump, but they also took on each other on health care. Julie Pace is the AP's Washington Bureau Chief.
What this debate really made clear is that there is a clear trio of candidates at the top of the field: Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. And that was clear from the opening minutes of the debate when those candidates got into a substantive and contentious conversation about health care, with Warren and Sanders representing the liberal position and Joe Biden representing the more moderate wing of the Democratic Party, who wants to build on Obamacare, who wants to continue on largely with that model instead of blowing the whole thing up and starting over again.
The Democratic Party presidential nominating contests start in February with almost weekly elections and caucuses designed to narrow the field. China says it will lift tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods in yet another sign of easing tensions between the two countries ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. We have the full story for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. London's Heathrow Airport remained open Friday despite plans by climate change activists to disrupt flights by flying drones close to the travel hub. The activists from the group Heathrow Pause had planned to fly drones within 5 kilometers of the airport. The point was to push the government to move more aggressively to cut carbon emissions. But the Reuters news agency reported Friday that the effort was stymied when the drones did not fly and the airport carried on normally. Robert Mugabe's nephew confirmed that the former Zimbabwean president would be buried at a private ceremony at the Heroes Acre National Monument, but only after a public event on Sunday. Leo Mugabe said the private ceremony would take place after certain work was completed at the burial site.
It's quite a bit of work that has been asked to be done, so it would take a bit of time. It would take as much as a week, I think.
Leo Mugabe spoke at a local stadium where Robert Mugabe's body is on view for a second day. Mugabe died last week in Singapore at the age of 95. He led the Southern African nation for 37 years before being forced to resign in late 2017. More than 200 pro-Beijing demonstrators held a rally for a second day on Friday. This was to counter nights of mass singing by thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators at multiple shopping malls across Hong Kong. The mostly older crowd waved Chinese flags and sang the Chinese anthem in a mall in the Kowloon district. The pro-democracy protests began in June over an extradition bill that would have allowed some criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. A large area of southeast Spain has been battered by heavy rainfall that caused severe flooding. The storms have wreaked widespread destruction and killed at least 3 people. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali reports.
The Spanish Weather Service, IMET, classified the region as being at extreme risk from torrential downpours. It forecasts torrential downpours of up to 3.5 inches an hour and up to 7 inches over 24 hours. The storm was passing over the Mediterranean coast regions of Valencia, Alicante, and Murcia. Across the region, emergency services received hundreds of calls for help. Authorities mobilized the Military Emergencies Unit, a part of the Spanish Armed Forces that provides disaster relief. In Murcia, authorities warn people not to go out in their cars. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Iraqi government on Thursday said it has issued life imprisonment for a female Islamic State member who helped the group develop chemical and biological weapons. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This is